This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, welcome to our show. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. And Jeff and I live and travel in our RV full time. We've been all over the United States, but we recently returned to Ohio for a wedding in the family.
Did you have fun?
Oh, it was so much fun. It was so great seeing everybody. It was awesome.
It was just absolutely awesome watching you and your twin sister spend hours and hours trying to find a dress to go to the wedding in.
Oh my gosh, I know that wasn't easy. But did it really take that long? No. We finally found them, though.
Well, one thing we have found is that you don't have to go far to have a good time camping and RVing. The high fuel prices, though, are keeping a lot of people closer to home this year. So, state parks are a great place to go, but guess what? They fill up fast. So, try to book ahead or keep checking for cancellations. You do that.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten some great parks, the cancellations at the last minute. And I go in there and people are like, how did you get this?
Keep checking on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
It pays off.
Yeah.
Now, we've said this before. The Great Lakes are a perfect place to visit in the summertime. We especially like northern Ohio, like Geneva on the Lake, Catawba. The Lake Erie Islands are awesome. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to thank some good friends of ours, Tom and Lisa, for arranging for us to stay with them at the Catawba Island Club.
Oh, yes, the Yacht Club. Jeff, I want a boat.
No.
Oh.
Although I've seen a lot of RVs towing boats.
I know. I have too.
They even found a 50-amp outlet for us to plug into. That's huge. We had to get an extension cord for the RV, but you know what? It worked out great. Now, we've thought about getting an extension cord in the past, just never had the chance. I'm really kind of glad we have it now because it does give you more options.
It sure does. Remember when we were in Florence, Oregon?
Yes.
We stayed on the river. We were able to pull in and face the river.
Right.
But the problem was the electrical box was way up in the front corner. The sewer connection was way back in the back corner.
Right.
So we couldn't really reach both at the same time. It was either one or the other.
If we would have had the extension cord, that would have been a no-brainer. We could have easily hooked up to the sewer and easily to the electrical box.
Right.
So we had to choose one, and we chose hooking up to the electrical box.
Right. But if we would have had a sewer extension, we could have had both of them hooked up. And we didn't have the sewer extension at the time or an electrical extension. But you know what? We have both now. So
yes, we do.
We don't have that problem anymore.
They both come in handy. One more thing. When using an extension cord, or even various adapters like surge protectors, I always wrap the connections with electrical tape. Because if it rains, water could get in there, short out the electrical box, or damage your rig.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
How many times is it, oh, it's going to be sunny today, and it rains.
Or it rains during the night and you don't expect it.
Right. And things can puddle. If you get a puddle around your extension cord, that is not good.
Ooh, no.
So keep that in mind. You don't want any electrical damage to your rig.
Right. And you know what? We met another great couple next to us in the park.
Oh, we sure did. Steve and Diana. They're a hoot. They're from Ohio, and they live and travel full-time in their RV.
Uh-huh. What's their story? Oh, you're going to find out. Because after talking with them, we knew they had to tell you what they've been through.
Oh, yes. Steve and Diana, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Well, hello.
It's great to have you on
Thank
board.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You guys are a little bit similar to us in the sense that you've been married for a long time. You've got an RV. You travel. You're in Southern California and the Southwest a lot. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to be in the same place around Palm Springs come this winter at some particular
area,
time.
Yeah, awesome. We'll be over there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what could possibly go wrong?
Yes.
Nothing.
Exactly. But how did you get started RVing?
We started with the kids because we couldn't afford no travel trailer or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So the kids got their schooling done, went away. Our first thing was a travel trailer. Mm-hmm. We really didn't do a lot of traveling because I was still working.
Mm-hmm. And I was retired.
She had retired 2 years before I did. Mm-hmm. So when I finally retired, we bought the travel trailer. We would only be home in our home here in Westfield Center, like November and December for the holidays.
Just a couple, 3 months.
Oh, wow.
And then we would head down to Florida, down to Key Largo, Florida.
How big was your trailer?
It was 35-foot travel trailer.
Okay. And you and pulled it, with what, a pickup truck?
I pulled it with a Ford pickup truck. Uh-huh. And that worked out for about a year.
It wasn't even a year. It was about 9 months.
Yeah. And we had met a lot of good people down in Key Largo, Florida. So we started going to the Tampa RV show. And we would go up there for 2 days with a couple that we met in Key Largo, Florida. Now we're looking for a fifth wheel because a travel trailer, it was okay for the first year, but now we needed something bigger.
But the main reason that this travel trailer, we went up to Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, and on our way back, we're going through New York, and we have this travel trailer.
Well, Interstate 90.
And right. Interstate 90, we're going over these bridges, and the winds were so bad,
oh, yeah.
I thought when we were driving, we were going to go over the bridge.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I told Steve, I had a panic attack, and I said, you know what? When we get home, this is it. I am done. I'm not doing this. I don't like this. Let's get rid of it. So then... Then we were looking at... fifth wheel.
For 2 days, we walked through every fifth wheel at the Tampa RV show.
Oh, my gosh.
And we found stuff we liked, but you're talking, you know, $90,000, $100,000. It was way above our budget.
At that time, yeah.
So the last day, and it was about the last hour before we were getting ready to leave, we walked into a Grand Design Reflections and walked in there, and we loved it.
Oh. And he sits down, looks around, because this is the one.
Oh,
so we, it was beautiful.
Yeah, we wheeled and dealed and bought it.
Yeah.
And then that's the one we took clear up to Alaska and back and stuff. And
Alaska.
Then you guys went to Alaska?
Yes.
We've been to Newfoundland, to Alaska, San Diego, Key West. We've been all over.
Well, that's... now, wait a minute. So were you full time at the time?
No, we still had the house here in Westfield.
Westfield Center. Okay.
When we got to fifth wheel, we were gone for 7 months. We left in April.
Oh, my God.
Our friends from Key Largo, Florida met us, and they stayed 2 or 3 weeks at the house. Then we all hooked up, and we headed out, went to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
That trip, we were going 7 months. We drove 17,800 miles.
Gosh.
Wow. Tell me about Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Alaska is awesome. But I'm going to tell you guys right now, British Columbia and the Yukon Territory is just as beautiful as Alaska.
Wow. Yes.
Because we spent the time in those two provinces going up. Because we went up the West Coast. It was in early May, so we wanted to stay along the coast so we didn't get any crappy weather.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When we got to Alaska, you're expecting to just go, wow. We get to Alaska and it's going, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, because we've seen so much beauty.
2 months in those, you know, in those provinces were just...
with the glaciers and the blue sky.
And we saw more wildlife in those provinces because it was early May.
And the bears were looking for food. So we saw lots of bears.
So the only, obviously there's no berries or nothing. And they were along the roads now eating the green grass.
Uh-huh.
So we saw more grizzlies and more black bears with their little cubs than we did in Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
How far into Alaska did you go? What part?
We were all over. We were in Alaska for 6 weeks.
You're kidding.
So everywhere that you could drive, we drove, except all the way up north to Nome, because I don't think you can drive to Nome, but up to the Arctic Circle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they said that the roads were really, really super bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we got in Alaska, the roads were not bad. You just take your time. You don't get in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and we never had any flat tires. We never had any broken windows.
So there was just two of you.
There was two motor homes. Well, actually, our friends had a Winnebago Class A, and we had our fifth wheel.
Okay, so it's the two of you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And on the road, they were very well marked. If there was like a rut, there was always one of those cones. It was very well marked.
Mm. You would have frost heaves, and I'm not exaggerating. A frost heave, it could be 4 foot high, where the road would be heaved up because of the frost.
Oh.
Wow.
And it was just take your time.
Wow.
A lot of road construction.
Mm-hmm.
So there was either a lot of dust or there was a lot of mud. because they always wetted the roads down to try to keep the dust down.
Oh.
So if you're lucky enough to hit it in between, you're okay. But the RVs were just, they were just
covered
filthy.
Dust,
but the nice thing up there about every place we stayed, you were allowed to wash them.
Oh, that's nice.
So then we did that trip and come back. And then Diane says, I'm ready to go full time. Well, I wasn't yet because we had a place there in Westfield Center. We've been there for 39 years. And we lived in the city limits. Mm-hmm. And we had a ranch, but we had 9 acres with a 2-acre pond in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And it was like living in the country because I bow hunt. So I had 170 some acres. I bow hunted for 30 years.
So this lady who said, I've had enough, I almost got blown over a bridge, said she's ready for full time.
Yes.
I sat there one day and looked at him and I said, I really could do full time. I go, but if we do it, we got to have something with a washer and dryer.
Yes.
So then is when.
So we started looking.
Yeah. He started researching.
Researching between these two types, you know, Newmar and the Tiffins.
Mm-hmm.
And like I told you, we always come back because of the customer service.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to buy a new one. I wanted to buy one that was a year or 2 or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked and I looked and we found them, but they wanted so much money for the used ones. I bought that one right there. $5,000 cheaper than I could buy any used one.
I believe that.
And it's new.
It's brand new. Yeah.
Wow.
All the warranties.
Nice.
And, you know, we got a great discount. I mean, they were great on their discounts.
Yeah, we got almost 30% off.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
So you can't beat that.
Yeah. Right.
And I tell people, you can work a deal with these. You know, don't go for the line, everybody wants one. We don't have much.
Yes.
You can make a deal.
Yes, you can. And we found that out.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay, so now how long have you been full-time?
17 months.
Okay.
I was laying in bed thinking last night, because one of you is going to ask us that. It's been 17 months, because you guys have been 15 months, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what I heard on your blog.
18 months, maybe.
18.
Oh, okay.
You know, it changes.
Same here.
Needless to say, you got a new RV, and you live happily ever after, right?
We love it.
Yes, we love it.
But the first year...
You've
already had a motor class A. Obviously, you had problems.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we bought a new one, and that first year is what motivated these podcasts.
Yes.
Our first year and a half was challenging at times,
mm-hmm.
but we've learned over the years because we had the fifth wheel and we had to travel together. You just got to relax and things will get fixed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But there's some pretty aggravating times.
And then during when ours was being built, it was the COVID thing. So nobody was going into work and they were just, they were pushing out the motorhomes without, I mean, we had cabinets that didn't even match. I mean, just little stuff like that, they should have caught that.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Nails underneath the steps that should have been brushed off before they laid the padding.
Mm-hmm.
Just little things.
Wow.
Well, okay, but I'm going to go back a little bit because you talked about this 9-acre property that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So you sold that apparently to go full time. So once all this started happening, you must have been like, I can't believe I sold that. I want to go back home, right?
She was starting to... I could see her backtracking a little bit because when I start on something, it's full go.
Right.
And I told her, I says, if you want to do this, I says, we had our house to sell. We had an ATV to sell.
Uh-huh.
And we had our truck to sell. And we had our Subaru to sell.
And we had that big barn in the back.
Wow.
We're not selling that.
Well, it went with the house.
Right. So we had all that to get rid of.
Uh-huh.
Well, we were down in Key Largo, Florida. And our daughter and our son-in-law... Our son-in-law, TJ, calls me and says, Steve, he says, you care if mom and dad come over and look at the house? I says, you know better than that. TJ, go in there, show them around. So they did. They ended up buying our house.
Wow.
Oh.
Furniture, everything.
Wait, a lot of my antiques.
Your son-in-law?
It was our son-in-law's parents.
Oh my gosh.
And which they're 70, 72 years old.
Oh.
And they bought, so it's basically, we can still go back to our house.
Yeah, we still see it.
Yes, it's still the same.
Because the family's... We're blessed.
They're great people.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
So we can go there and I can see my dog scratches on the wall or whatever.
With over 2,300 hotels across the U.S. and Canada, Best Western is perfect for our annual spring hiking trip. It feels a little like... Okay. Back to the hotel. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Getting back to the RV, how much time did you have to spend in service?
We spent over the last year, over the last 17 months, a total of six months at Red Bay, Alabama at the service center.
Not at one time, but
the longest span
up.
Was just last year, it was 12 weeks.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And the reason why we were there that long was like I was telling you, the bedroom slide issue, the Swintech slide issue, that's, we were waiting on the vroom parts because I told them no more Swintech because it's just going to keep breaking.
Right.
So they went with the vroom parts.
So you had problems with that bedroom slide.
Yes.
And somebody figured out that vroom makes the fix for it.
I did the research.
Okay.
Now, Tiffin had been silently talking to Brian Vroom out in Tucson, Arizona, because Mr. Tiffin's been talking to him, and Brian Zoom, after I found out, has been to the service center there in Red Bay. We never had any problems with that slide the first year until we were going back to Red Bay to get some warranty work done, and it broke at a campground just before we got back to the service center.
Wow. Oh my God. Lucky you.
Yes, very lucky. They fixed that slide 3 days in a row.
Wow.
And it broke 3 days in a row.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's when I went and talked to Ricky Scott, because I'd called Bob Tiffin, told him what was going on. He says, you can talk to Ricky. He says, they'll set you up. Well, Ricky set me down, and there was a list of about 10 people ahead of me waiting on his vroom parts. After Bob had talked to him, he'd moved me up into the top five. I had kept talking to Brian Vroom. When we get to Tucson, I can't wait to meet him, because he's like another Bob Tiffin. But you talk about a nice gentleman, I can't wait to meet him and his wife.
Well, tell him the first time they ordered the parts, they got lost and they ended up in Tennessee.
Yeah, the first.
So that was another reason we waited so long.
Right.
So, and they never did find the parts.
Oh, my.
So then they had to do another shipment.
That was over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we spent two Thanksgivings there, two Christmases, and a New Year's.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I learned how to cook in my convection oven.
Oh, my God.
The first Christmas that we spent there, the first year, we were the only RV in the campground there at the service center.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only ones sitting there.
Yes. So we had some
So we went down, we spent Christmas there.
Had some Kahlua.
So we had some friends that lived in Jacksonville, Florida. The group that we traveled with from Key Largo, other friends had a place in Jacksonville, Florida. So they got a hold of us and said, just jump in the RV and come over and spend the holidays with us. So I went into the office there at Red Bay, and I asked the ladies, I go, do you mind if I keep the Jeep somewhere? They go, no problem. Just put it on the other side of the fence there. It'll be safe. So we went to Jacksonville for New Year's Eve, and the day after, then we come back, because then they open back up to start working on the motorhomes again.
Yeah.
That
is remarkable. But when the smoke clears, you're still happy campers. You still love doing this.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you say Tiffin has fantastic customer service.
Absolutely. They treated us very, very well.
Yeah.
And you met the owner.
Yes.
Yep.
Shook hands with him.
That says a lot.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Talked to him twice.
Uh-huh.
Everybody there has been good to us.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good. So everything's running well now.
Everything's doing well now, knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, we have to take it over to Akron to Freightliner. There were three recalls on the Freightliner chassis. We tried to get them all done at Red Bay, at Bay Diesel, but the tire monitoring system, they didn't have the harness at Red Bay, so that's why we got to go back over to Akron Monday and get that done.
Mm-hmm.
So then hopefully everything's...
Yeah, knock on wood.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. It's good for our head out west.
We had a recall on the Freightliner. It was just they wanted you to check a bolt on the steering system.
Okay.
Well, hopefully.
No big deal.
Yeah, really. But hopefully that's our only recall.
Yeah, really.
So you guys are on a Freightliner, not a Spartan?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so Freightliner.
I guess if I looked at your steering wheel, I would have noticed.
Yeah, there it is. Freightliner.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you guys have spent some time in the Southwest.
Yes, we spent not all of last year, but quite a bit of last year we were out there, because we left Ohio and met up with our friends from Key Largo and another family from Key Largo. We met up with them in Yellowstone. And then we all tracked along the Columbian Gorge.
Right.
Because I wanted to see Mount St. Helens. I saw Mount St. Helens in May of 1980 when it erupted. It erupted in May, and I was out there in August. Because I was laid off from, I worked at Ford Motor Company then, and I was laid off. So I was traveling the country in my little CJ5
right
by myself. I pulled in there. Of course, you couldn't get very close because there was still ash everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I got in a little campground, threw a sleeping bag on picnic table, and so sleeping on the picnic table. And when the sun woke up, and I could still picture it, I woke up and I could see Mount St. Helens in the distance with all the steam still coming out of it.
Whoa.
Oh.
So I had never been back since 1980. So we ended up at Mount St. Helens to see what it's like now, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that whole Gorge 84.
Oh,
my God. What a drive.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful. Really.
And then we spent 6 weeks on the Oregon coast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and I loved Oregon.
We did too. We did the coast. Oh, we loved it.
I loved it too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everything from Astoria to Tillamook and Gold's Beach and
Coos Bay. I loved Gold's Beach.
Gold's Beach was great.
That salmon.
The people there.
Yes.
Got a bag of salmon from a guy who caught it fresh in the river the day before after Ohio State lost to Oregon. He felt bad for me.
Oh, I know. We got beat up out there because I'm always flying my flag.
Yeah.
They beat me up pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. And the one game I wanted, you know, they lost. Oh, you know. But then I wouldn't have gotten the salmon.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Oh, that was amazing, that salmon. We had it the next night in our next campground, cooked it outside, and it was just fantastic.
Awesome? When we were in Alaska, up there we were getting wild salmon. It wasn't farm raised, it was wild salmon, just like you said. Oh my goodness, it was so good.
Gosh. Yeah.
You ate a lot of that other fish too up there.
In Alaska, halibut.
Yeah, halibut.
Yeah, halibut's good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm good for catfish too. I don't care.
That's the way I am. Catfish, perch. Uh-huh. I love it all.
I still love perch and walleye and bluegill the best. You know, Chippewa Lake, Lake Erie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not wrong with that.
Good.
Well, what's next for you guys?
Our plans have changed two times now to leave. We were supposed to leave
July
5th. The friends that we're going to meet down in Texas, they travel also. They sell this SkyMed insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't going to be back in Texas until the month of August. So we thought, okay, we'll just hold off and we'll go down and spend some time with them. And we have another couple we want to spend some time with down there also. We're having another grandbaby. She's
September 1st.
Oh.
So we went from July 5th to August 1st. Now it's September 6th.
Right. Oh.
So we are out of here September 6th.
Maybe. No.
Yeah, right. No, we will be.
We are.
We will be.
We are.
I understand that.
We'll be ready.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, hopefully we can meet up with you in the Palm Springs area.
Definitely.
I would love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm That'd
sure
be
we'll
fun.
Be in that area again this year.
That's one of our favorite places.
We love it there. Now, when will you be in the Palm Springs area?
January, February, March.
Okay, gotcha.
January 1st to April 1st.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's the only thing this year that we have scheduled.
For sure.
We're going by the seat of our pants when we leave here.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure we'll get stung a few times, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay, the question we ask everybody, and that is, of all the places you've been, what's your favorite?
Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And the reason is the simplicity, the rocks, the ocean. I love hunting sea glass. It's just nothing fancy. It's just, it reminds me of the old days, you know.
Did you go do any whale watching while you were there?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
We did see a couple whales.
We were just a little bit late.
Yeah, but we did see a couple.
Uh-huh.
But when we were in Alaska, we saw some whales that came up by the boat, and it scared the crap out of me.
The killer whales?
I was like, oh my gosh, it was like right there.
Oh.
We were in.
That was like shocking.
Yeah. Once again, our friends from Key Largo have friends that live in Homer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a little 19-foot aluminum boat, and they fish for halibut. We were out fishing for halibut. And it was just as smooth as can be. And next thing you know, we've got killer whales
all around
coming up
us.
Right beside us.
Oh, my gosh. I was like,
blowing, you know, making their noises. And it's like,
yes,
you got to be. It was like National Geographic.
Oh, yes.
So we watched them for quite a while.
Unbelievable.
Well, how long do you see yourselves doing this full time? And when you're done, what will you do?
We get this asked this all the time.
Oh, no.
If it's me, I'm doing it until the day I die.
Okay.
Or my health won't let me do it.
Yeah.
Because I love it so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Well, hold on. I want another answer.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to have a permanent location to come to in Ohio, probably. But I would like to have our motorhome you know, somewhere where it's warm 6 months out of the year. But I do love Ohio in the summer. I love, I mean, we just...
So you kind of like having a base of operations.
Just a small base, right. Like maybe a little condo or a little cabin somewhere. But I love the full timing. That's my thought.
But wait a minute. We got to go back because Steve didn't say what his favorite place is.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me. I've got so many places.
Oh, I know.
So I many places. But I think for me, probably British Columbia and Yukon Territories.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the way you described that trip to Alaska was like, oh my God.
I want to go back and I want to spend time in those two, a lot of time and check everything out.
Well, when you did your drive though, I mean, there had to just been like no cell service and just miles and miles of nothing.
Yes.
Miles and miles of nothing.
See, to me, that's heaven.
Me too, because the only reason I have my phone on me right now because I want to take some pictures of you folks.
Okay, right.
Other than that, it would be over there or be in the Jeep and would probably be dead.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, to her, it's hell not having a cell phone signal.
Her
and
too.
Half the time, she loses her phone anyway.
That's my wife. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, we want to thank you very much for your time and wish you guys the best. And we'll run into you somewhere.
Sure.
Oh, we'd love that. It's
been awesome.
Yeah, it has been. This has like been a highlight of our trip.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, there you have Steve and Diana. It's going to be fun meeting up with them.
Oh, it sure will. Speaking of meeting up, we would like to meet up with you.
Yeah, you can join us at the Music Box Supper Club, Cleveland's West Bank of the Flats, Wednesday, July 13th. We, along with Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com travel editor Susan Glazer, will share stories of all the traveling experiences that we've had, and we've had a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You can participate, too, and we're going to record it for a future podcast here.
Right.
Now, our sponsor, General RV... good people, we bought our RV from them. We'll have a luxury RV parked outside that you can tour. And co-sponsor, the Muskegon Watershed Conservancy District, will be there to share recreational opportunities on their lands here in Ohio as well. And they have some really great places to go.
Mm-hmm.
Make your reservations now for this free event. All the details are in the description below right here on the podcast.
Well, that's it for another week. Join us again next week for more. Hey, Jeff, the sun's coming out, and since we're in Silver Lake, Michigan, let's go check out those sand dunes.
Can we do it topless? I mean, taking the tops off the Jeep.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.